Hello, and welcome to another Economic Week in Review for the 24th through 28th of July 2006. This is read to you by Jonathan Andrew Walter. You can view my blog at jawspeak.com, or you can go to econtechblog.com. Please send me your information about listening, comments, suggestion, feedback, criticism, everything. Send me an email, what you think about the show, to talk@econtechblog.com. For the week of July 24th through 28th, 2006, the reports that were released during this week indicated a weaker-than-expected gross domestic product estimate, and this is indicating a slowdown in economic growth for the second quarter. The Federal Reserve Board's Beige Book indicated economic expansion in all of its districts, although many districts reported a slower pace of growth. In separate reports, existing and new home sales declined, labor costs were up, while consumer confidence rose, and new orders for durable goods grew faster than expected. For the week, the S&P 500 index rose 3.1% to 1,279, and the yield of the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 6 basis points to 4.99%. Real GDP increased at an annual rate of 2.5% in the second quarter. This followed an annualized hot increase, really steep, of 5.6% in the first quarter. The weakness this second quarter of 2.5% is primarily due to the slower consumer spending, decreasing business investment in equipment and software, and deaccelerating growth of exports. Now, inflation, which is measured by the core, excluding food and energy, personal consumption expenditure price index, increased at an annualized 2.9%. So inflation up 2.9%, GDP up 2.5%. The annual benchmark revision to earlier GDP estimates, in this case for 2002 through 2005, indicated an annualized average growth rate of 3.2%. And this did not change the overall economic picture. The U.S. Federal Reserve pleased the markets when its Beige Book of collated anecdotal evidence on the health of the economy showed continued economic growth during June through mid-July. Numerous individual reports pointed to evidence that the pace of growth has slowed, though. The Beige Book commentary indicated that economic growth continued in all 12 of the districts from June through mid-July, although many districts reported slower states of growth. Retail sales were generally weaker, and residential real estate activity cooled in most districts. However, tourism spending remained strong. The manufacturing index also had significant gains, and labor markets tightened. Despite higher prices for energy and other inputs, districts reported that vigorous competition and increased productivity helped keep price increases constrained. Traders interpreted the lack of strong language in the Beige Book about any pricing pressures as evidence that the Fed was moving towards a more dovish direction. This in turn appeared to increase the chances that it will not decide to raise interest rates at next month's meeting of its rate-setting open market committee. The index of consumer confidence climbed in July for the second consecutive month. It went up from 105.4 in June to 106.5. This exceeded analysts' expectations. The expectations component of the consumer confidence index, as well as the present situation component of the index, both rose. However, both were below levels seen earlier this year. Consumers' overall sentiment about business conditions and employment improved. Existing home sales declined 1.3% to 6.62 million annualized units in June. Sales in the South and the Northeast declined. However, sales in the West and Midwest were flat. Condo sales, down 5.5%, fell more than single-family home sales, which are down 0.9%. Inventories continued to increase, particularly for condominiums. Compared with the same period a year ago, the median single-family home price increased 1.1%, and the median condo price fell 2.1%. New home sales fell 3.0% in June to 1.13 million annualized units, below expectations. Compared with June of 2005, sales were down 11.1%. The Northeast had the largest decline, followed by the Midwest and then the South. While sales rose in the West, inventories continued to increase with a 6.1-month supply of new homes at the current sales rate. Furthermore, the median new home price fell for the second consecutive month to $231,300 for new home sales. Fun fact, the median home sale, new home sale price is $231,300. Total compensation costs for civilian workers rose 0.9% from March to June, which was more than expected, and it's a potential warning sign of inflation. Inflation has been a big, nasty word the last couple months. It always is a nasty word for economics, but here it's popping up again and again. Benefit costs increased 0.8% during the quarter, and wages and salaries increased 0.9%. Compensation costs went up 0.8% for private industry workers, yet increased a more significant 1.1% for state and local government workers due to an acceleration in benefits costs. New orders for U.S.-made durable goods rose much more than expected in June, and the number of workers filing for unemployment benefits fell last week, according to government reports released on Thursday, which showed strong signs of business activities. New orders for durable goods in June rose a larger than expected 3.1% to $216.3 billion. Excluding transportation equipment, which had the largest gain, new orders increased 1.0%. Shipments increased 0.1%, unfilled orders were up 1.7%, and inventories rose 0.6%. Non-defense orders for capital goods increased $0.9 billion, and defense orders for capital goods increased $3.5 billion. Looking ahead at the next economic week, there are several reports that are due. Starting on Tuesday, we have personal income, construction spending, and also the ISM index. Other reports include factory orders and the ISM non-manufacturing index on Thursday, and the employment situation on Friday. The stocks could be in for another wild ride with the July jobs data and other economic reports that are probably going to help determine the interest rate outlook. Interesting article or news release from the IMF suggested that the U.S. economy is likely to achieve a soft landing as growth eases to a slower but sustainable pace. In the IMF's annual review of the U.S. economy, they said the Federal Reserve will need to tailor its policy making to try to limit downside risks to economic activity. Higher oil prices, cooling housing markets, and also low savings. Three things that are working against economic expansion. This also needs to ensure that inflation expectations remain anchored. The recent pickup in core inflation and expectations, coupled with a further drop in the unemployment rate, suggests a risk of buildup in price pressures, the fund said in a statement. Got some links from the show notes. You can go look at the news articles. If you're done listening, thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. If you want to know a little bit more about the different reports that were released last week, how they're calculated and how they're related, I'm going to go a couple more minutes and talk about those now. First off, consumer confidence. It comes from the Conference Board once a month. It's a gauge of the consumers' attitudes about the present economic situation, also their expectations for future conditions. Consumer confidence tends to have a strong correlation with consumer spending patterns. Existing home sales. It comes out once a month from the National Association of Realtors. It's a report on the number of previously constructed homes with a closed sale during the month. Existing home sales make up a larger share of the market than new home sales, and they indicate future housing market trends. The Beige Book. The Federal Reserve Board releases this 8 times a year prior to each of the scheduled monetary policy meetings by the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC. It's a summary of economic conditions in each of the 12 Federal Reserve regional districts. These districts are Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Richmond, Atlanta, Chicago, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Dallas, and San Francisco. This report provides anecdotal information on topics such as labor conditions, consumer spending, business activity. Formerly it was called the Summary of Commentary on Current Economic Conditions by a Federal Reserve District, it's known as the Beige Book because of its plain beige color. Initial jobless claims. It comes from the Employment and Training Administration of the Department of Labor once a week with revisions. It's a report on the number of individuals who filed for unemployment insurance the first time in the prior week. The weekly figure indicates trends in the job market, however, the 4-week moving average is much truer of a gauge. Durable goods orders comes out once a month with revisions from the Census Bureau of the Department of Commerce. It's a measure of the number of orders for a broad range of products, everything from computers to furniture to autos to defense aircraft. Everything that's included in the durable goods orders has an expected life of over a year. Durable goods orders are a leading indicator of industrial production as well as capital spending. Data fluctuates wildly from month to month and are often subject to significant revisions. The Census Bureau's report on factory orders includes revised and more detailed estimates of durable goods shipments and orders, plus estimates of non-durable goods shipments and orders. New home sales comes out once a month from the Census Bureau. It's a report of the number of newly constructed homes with a committed sale during the month. The level of new home sales is an indicator of housing market trends. The Employment Cost Index, the ECI, comes out from the Bureau of Labor Statistics of the Department of Labor once a quarter, and it's a measure of the change in the cost of labor. The ECI gauges changes in total employee compensation, everything from wages to salaries and benefits. It's a key barometer of compensation trends and also their impact on the cost of production. The gross domestic product, lastly, comes from the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the Department of Commerce, once every 3 months, with revisions. It's a comprehensive scorecard of the country's economic health. GDP represents the total value of the country's production and consists of purchases of domestically purchased goods and services by individuals, businesses, foreigners, and the government. Thank you for listening. Have an awesome week.